The Joy of Satan Has a Master Plan, Others Don't, by High Priesthood Cobra. Greetings to all our people and satanic comrades. When one looks around, they see so many people who think they have woken up to the dangers and enemies we have been fighting for so long. They are plagued by illusion after illusion, thinking that this fight is anywhere close to being won, let alone other bizarre things. The enemy is just sitting, or let's say, add an H on that one, on their neck, and they think it's raining freedom. The enemy has their planners, who talk, and no changes really happen. The bottom line of all their plans is subscribe to our webpage, donate, or buy my book. There is nothing further from this. Nothing is built out of it. The average person down there exhibits the exact same behavior one would if deep on the bed with the enemy. There is no plan for reforming anyone or healing people from the damages the enemy has done to them. If anything, these are furthered and replaced by new Judaic Talmudic theories, such as scorning women as the source of all mistakes, blame shifting to random groups, accepting juicy politicians as your new saviors, and guess what? The ancient meme of bowing down to a Jew, Rabbi Jesus, to save you from his admitted family and loved race in the Bible, the Jews. Wow, these definitely seem like solutions right here. All the paths are unclear, and their ideas just always revert back to falsified ideas and beliefs based mainly on Jewish manuscripts or Jewish understanding about how things were or should be. This is because they cannot formulate new ideals, and because they don't even care to do it in all honesty. All of their offers are blatantly wrong, but since they appeal to low-level IQ audiences with only an affinity to troll, there's no problem in it. Some of these figures do a good job educating people and giving out news, but at the end of the day, all they provide is just rants, further confusion, and people are feeling like half awake and afraid since there is absolute lack of any protection, planning, nothing of that nature. Gradually, all of these awake people are just putting others to sleep with them in new dreams, things that will never materialize, and things that produce nothing and have produced nothing for the effort against the enemy for decades. We are talking decades. What has been made in these decades? The fortunes of these sheep guiders, churches filled, people bowing down to the Jew so they can be absolved from the Jew, and endless neurosis. That's all that happened. Not one person can be asked honestly and to say, I am fine, I have advanced, I have evolved, and here's the fruit of my advancement. Because of these people and their so successful leading, the enemy reached the peak of their power not a long time ago, after having going from the worst times they have ever had for thousands of years, with the so-called satanic and demon-possessed Adolf Hitler, as they themselves admit. Of course, none of these people want to do any introspections or retrograde analysis into anything, and to see that with these foolish patterns upon which they operate, the Jews are laughing. They are not afraid of people without spiritual power, and this is why they have rigged all occult practices as Satanism. So someone prays to Odin, acceptable and fine by us, but for many reasons we explain based on the occult and history, this is not even halfway of what is required for anyone to really wake up and change. Do they even know what Odin is? What about the occult lore? What about the nature of symbolism? What does this title mean in the deeper sense of spiritual practice? What about the runes and the symbols of power that the National Socialists used? How can these be utilized to cause results? And or actually utilized in any struggle? Apparently, nowhere except of self-gratification for those who pretend they are mighty and wise into these matters, but for decades or thousands of years produced nothing to fight effectively the enemy. The Joy of Satan has been in the game for around 14 years now, as of 2016. All of these years, and more so the late 7, now 8, all members together in daily warfare, or maybe more, with intensive, occult, heavy barrage warfare. We have pushed the enemy back. Look at how fast and quickly the enemy church and the enemy Jews have been falling out. In just 4 years' time, they are pulling their hair out of their skulls, and they have also invented all these fronts to cover up the uncovered things that, akin to magic, came all in the public eye. Our side and struggle went from subterranean to mainstream, to the point Jews have to rig elections in the world superpower now, in order to just win 4 more years, and attempt to censor the whole internet, because this has gone too far and out of control. Because everyone, magically, these recent years, came to know about them. Prior to that, there was nothing for decades. Decades of work and no outcomes provided. If anything, Jews' and all other hoaxes steadily ascended over the rulership of all races and humans on Earth. The honest souls who have been fighting the enemy have met with insurmountable and unexplainable mountains of opposition, much of it dealing with the occult. Those in the spiritual war have seen the deep core of the enemy and their so-called watchers who are in control of their real, deeper deal. Because when you see a beggar, infertile and failed out slaver race, get to the top of the planet as a tight global network of control, there must be something more than this intelligence and cunning, don't you think? Most of these people, mysteriously, are in every media outlet. Everyone knows their name, or even address, and these people are still alive and going well. If that is quite possible in an enemy-operated planet, then I'll leave the rest for people to think about. Real people, who advocated for white people's rights, for example, like Matt Hale, he is in prison now, or for the blacks, Dr. Tony Martin has a bounty on his head by ADL, have never had it easy. Irving is another case, and he has his issues, but in the end, he went from court after court and prison after prison. The Joy of Satan has a master plan that none of these people will ever possess. It's the same recipe that Hitler and the National Socialists used to get into power, and even similar to how the desert-wandering, enslaved Jews went into power. To people knowing history, the advance and the uprising of both these people have one thing in common, the occult. Nothing would happen in either case without the occult. To the rest of the students in all of this, nothing will make sense. They will see coincidences and confusion, or better yet, they won't even see either of the issues in a light. The Joy of Satan plan is very simple, albeit very highly thought of and complex. 1. The different ideology gives a different outlook in life. However, it's a spiritual ideology with real beings to back it up and real results in the practice beliefs. 2. People advance spiritually in reality and they find their pagan gods. By spiritual advancement, they get far more abilities than the average person. These include the occult abilities that are absolutely legal, let alone higher reasoning that comes from opening one's mind, advocating free thought, and staying away from primal Jewish religious practices. 3. The different intellectual and spiritual component that is awake in the people causes a revolution only by enlightenment and not straight up animal violence or illegal activities. 4. All the above lead to different actions and one finally breaks free of the established order of the enemy. And 5. This manifests into outcomes and actions that spread all over the place, from personal freedom down to, in the future, political, economic, and religious realms. Our lines of legality and in anything else are self-definitive. All of this cannot be monitored, controlled, or foiled directly, not even by us, since it happens anonymously, and we don't have physical headquarters or anything remotely related to that. Nobody needs a paid membership or a subscription or to enter a big church, and we have nothing to hide as all of our doctrines, conversations, and texts are in the wide public for everyone to read. Our doctrine is clear. Those who misinterpret the gods, use Satan and the gods in any way for depraved acts or disgusting crimes are not Satanists, any more than a fake Jewish Nazi who does illegal activity tries to infiltrate any other group. Granted, we keep, as far as humanely possible, our groups completely clean of such drivel. People get banned for professing criminal or any other such activity, be it a slightest or the biggest offense. Spiritual Satanism is about self-responsibility, and this ties into that as well. We do not control human beings, metaphorically speaking, with brain chips, mass propaganda, or direct commands in their personal life, as it is purely impossible given that we are all over the world. Neither do we desire this. Our enemies, however, do this often. There is nothing mandatory for one to pay or to expose themselves or to write a big, giant, fat oath to any Illuminati or any other organization in paper. People come, leave, and stay as they see fit, and there are no physical obligations to that. Nobody seeks anyone in their personal life, and everyone can also advance and do whatever is required. We need no phone numbers, no ID, no interaction beyond these open to everyone groups whatsoever. Everyone is here without getting known in the least. Everyone is as such master of themselves and their actions and deeds. As the enemy admits, all the ancient leaders, Adolf Hitler, and anyone else in history that fought for human rights and advanced civilization acted in the same anti-Christian and satanic way. What the enemy and the Jews define of as Satanism is in diametric opposition to what we define spiritual Satanism as. We have a right, and we exercised it, to have our own ideology, religious beliefs, and not hear what these criminals are dictating about Satan or Satanism. The title, name of whom, and practices are all in the far ancient times in the East. None of our doctrines advocates mass murder, mass rape, mass humiliation, or anything of that nature, in opposition to the Talmud, Torah, Bible, or the Quran. We solely point intellectual, spiritual, and higher type of resistance. We support that all races are to be separate, in good terms, and fighting the common enemy who has caused distress to all of us. We see no point in bickering between Gentile races, simply because this harms both, advances neither, and in the end of the day, keeps everyone away from the real tormentor, whom we name openly in our websites or material, based on evidence that is everywhere. Our messages cannot be adulterated, as it is crystal clear, and it's everywhere in all of our material. It's consistent. The moment one tries to rabbi it out, it becomes obvious by itself, since we don't seek to confuse anybody with overly complex terms or idioms or things that can be corrupted. The moment anything is corrupted, it is not us. Purposeful misinterpretation is driven out viciously from our groups. Behavioral patterns, Christianity, and Talmud programming since infancy do not just get away by screaming Hail Odin. These need years of effort and conscious spiritual advancement to be weeded out. These need workings deep into the mind. Good luck to all the idiots who believe that by suddenly becoming neo-pagan or saying Hail Freya, they suddenly threw away decades of Jewish programming, most of which is also subliminal. We are not based on personalities, as many have come and went, so far as our existence is concerned. It's our material that matters. In the innate spiritual understanding that rises from our members who on their own accord advance spiritually, only to find the ancient rules and laws again that were here all along. Most of these rules are still practiced in every other religious, non-Jewish tenet across the globe anyway. They are reflected in different forms in all Gentile cultures. We just choose to believe in the master system than any other brand, as we see the brands come and go, but the universal message stays. And who runs this plan, coordinates it, brings it together, and keeps us afloat with zero help in the physical realm by normies and masses? Our people and Satan, and the gods in whom we believe. For those naive enough to brush this off, good luck. To all our people and satanic comrades, hail Satan, hail the gods of hell.